Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Marlins won last night. They beat the San Francisco Giants 4-2. So fish, a little fish roll here, huh? A little fish roll. They are on the West Coast, so... I love that ballpark, though. I got to tell you.
San Francisco's
ballpark. That I haven't been in a long time. But I went.
When Barry was playing?
No, I think it was the year. I think it was like the year after he was done. I saw Barry play here.
Oh, yeah. Everybody remembers the broken bat home
run. I was at that game. I thought it was a pop-up to first. Because those were my seats were. My season tickets were on. They were right by the bullpen.
Right.
And I'd be like, and it was, I'm like, oh, that's, you got that. I think it was Hesop Choi. I think it was, Choi's got that. Nope. Just keeps going. It's gone. Maybe it was Derek Lee. Maybe it was, what was the broken bat home run? Getting my years confused. Pat Barry. I love, God, he was a good player. You guys hear this, Barry Bonds? He was good.
Hey, are you happy about, you're more of a baseball guy than me.
It was D-Lee. It was 0-2.
You're more of a baseball guy than I am.
Yeah.
I love baseball, and, you know, I don't follow it like you did. I did when I was in Cleveland, but
yep.
Are you happy that maybe these guys now have a chance to get in the Hall of Fame?
Which guys? The guys who got banned? You talking about, like, Pete Rose?
Well, yeah. I think part of the – thing about the Hall of Fame is that if you're gonna let them in while they're alive,
right?
Like doing it now.
What does it do?
Right. But then they open the window for like all of like Barry Bonds and all those guys to get in. Like I think you can't tell a story about baseball without telling that story.
Oh, 100%.
But I would say this.
Oh, no, that was that was 0-2. That was a young Josh Beckett in the sleeves. My God, look at this thing, Leroy.
What thing?
Man, he hit the piss out of this baseball. Juan Encarnacion, right? I mean, this was, woo. It just kept carrying and carrying off those maple bats. Bink.
He's like,
Juan Encarnacion just like, sitting there like, are you serious right now?
I didn't know whether to catch the bat or the ball.
Like, if you're Josh Beckett, because that was Josh Beckett's second year, and you're probably thinking to yourself, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, if you must feel it yourself, like oh, I'm cruising in this league. Although, the only thing that was stopping him was blisters back then. And this Barry Bonds steps up and just does that to you.
That was crazy.
Oof. Unbelievable. So, anyway, Fish back at it tonight.
You said it. Oh, yeah, you said yeah. You did. You answered my question.
9:45 is your first pitch. Edward Cabrera's on the hill. And, yeah. Then after that, they got the Diamondbacks. They got two more against the Giants, then head out to the Diamondbacks. And then they'll be back home for the Minnesota Twins. And then our boy, Yelich, will be back in time.
The baby deer.
Maybe I'll go to that game. 7-6 against the Brew Crew. That seems like an enticing game.
Will you be back by then?
I believe I will be. Stop acting like I'm going on a voyage, dude. I'm taking a day off from my. I'm taking a couple days off. It's my anniversary.
I know. I'm not mad. I just. I like.
And I did tell you.
No, here's what he does. So he sent me a text because the way it works today, it made no sense to come in yesterday and then come today and you're doing the heat
right.
Tonight. So you said we just come in on Wednesday. But then he threw a little something at the end of that. Oh yeah, Thursday and Friday.
I'm out.
But I just read the first part of that.
Well, that's not my fault. That's not my fault that you didn't read. It wasn't like it was fine print, Dan Day. I put it there in the whole, it was a three-liner. I was just like, that this, Thursday, Friday, I'm out.
Yeah, I get that all the time because what a lot of times is if you don't check your text messages, you get alerted and it's the first line. And they're
right.
Like, well, you never told me about Thursday and Friday.
Well, that's not my fault.
You got to open your email. I'm a full text.
Dan, that's what it was.
I don't like one.
It was the alert.
You can deal with the unread text. I can't. If there's an unread text, it is, I'm having to see the full message.
Really?
Yes.
I don't, well, you.
Plus how? I need
Wait. You realize. That I tend to ignore the 275 texts between you and Jennifer over Love Island.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's Casa Amor week, so.
Yeah, man, that's a little excessive, though. That's a lot of texting for Love Island.
Wait, Dave South.
Hmm?
0 for 77. Talk about technology. No, that's not a technical technological thing.
Yeah. All right.
Hmm.
If it makes you feel better, hey, I don't foresee any days off in the future after
wait,
this.
Wait. I tried to run up that wall. That word. Wall.
Big word for you, dog.
So, like, who keeps that score?
Dates Alf.
Yes.
Tonight, NBA draft. Miami Heat holds the 20th pick from their Jimmy Butler trade. So we'll see.
I don't understand how a team could be this bad and not only be this bad, but not have any picks. If you're going to suck at picks,
look,
all the other teams who sucked have multiple picks to the point where now that some of the teams have turned it around, they have 1,000 picks. OKC has 7 first-rounders. Houston!
Why are you yelling at me?
Because it's annoying. We're sitting here kicking. We're basically behind Ruth's Chris Steakhouse trying to get scraps.
Are you calling us draft trash pandas?
Yes! How's the team that only has 37 wins end up with the 20th pick?
They did. Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
I know you don't have to because they traded. They traded and they traded again. Got a pick back. It wasn't their pick. Dude.
You're kind of there.
Terry Rozier.
No, that's not this pick.
That's not this pick.
Oh.
No, half of the picks they trade are picks they got from somebody else.
This is the Jimmy Butler pick.
No, I understand that.
Right.
Because they didn't
Rozier?
Have a first rounder. So my question to you is this. Where should the 37 and 45 Heat really be picking?
Well,
number one overall, Oklahoma, technically.
Yeah, Oklahoma City has their pick, and it's 15. So that's Miami's pick.
Okay.
What people were very frustrated about is...
The pick they gave up for Terry Rozier is number two.
The Terry Rozier pick is not this draft. That's in two drafts.
So then wait! Let me get this straight. While we sitting here wondering... What the hell are we going to do in the offseason? How are we going to acquire talent?
Yeah.
Right? You're saying that this 37 and 45 team has traded draft picks away in the future?
Did you not understand why I was so mad about the Terry Rozier trade? Did you think like this was the year?
At the time.
So you just thought this was regular Tobin ranting? Like this is why I was so upset about the draft. Because I didn't understand why they had to give up so much.
Why?
You got Brad Stevens in here. He just dumps contracts left and right, and he gets second-round picks. The Heat, they have to jump Kyle Lowry for 2 months. They give away a first-round pick. Do you not understand why I was so mad about the trade now?
All right, so back to where we are. So let's just here's how I look at it. The team was 37-45.
Yeah.
And you are now picking behind the team that won the championship?
Yes. But the reason...
No! No! Say that to yourself!
I know, but okay.
There is nothing! I don't need an explanation. All I know is this. The NBA champs...
Yep.
And the team that was second behind them in the West, between the two of them have like 12 first-round picks in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And you have one.
Not one. We do have other picks, but we have the Terry Rozier payoff is still needed. So what happened was...
Not only that! They have 7-5 picks.
Right.
And you still owe picks!
One more pick.
You still owe people! So your money ain't even right yet.
It's better. I mean, we have more picks than we've had to trade in a while.
Hold on. This, like, you know what this is? This is a definition of F those picks.
It has been, yes.
How do we turn this around?
Okay.
Sounds like we're running a Ponzi scheme in the draft.
Yes!
So here's what happened.
Yes. Not the good kind of Ponzi scheme either, because OKC used to run a Ponzi scheme, and now they got more picks and didn't know what to do with. They got so much money, they don't know what to do with them.
You guys remember Hassan Whiteside?
No. So we're still giving away picks for him?
This is the payoff for the Hassan Whiteside, Jimmy Butler pick. This is what this draft is. Now,
from 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
Because it kept getting...
So wait. You...
No.
No! You traded Hassan Whiteside, a guy who nobody's doing it with blocks, that you were. I've never seen Spo more frustrated. I'm surprised he didn't call 10 timeouts when he didn't have them with Hassan Whiteside, right? You got rid of Hassan Whiteside for Jimmy, and you had to give up a pick?
Well, I mean, Hassan Whiteside was an albatross, dude.
Oh, my God. So we're still – Hassan Whiteside is playing in China somewhere.
Puerto Rico!
Not even good as China. He's playing – and we gave up a first-round pick?
To get rid of him, but also got Jimmy.
But we also got Jimmy.
We got Jimmy.
That does count.
That was a good trade. I can live with that.
Oh, my God.
That's the ultimate. We'll deal with the consequences later.
We could have had our pick this year if we didn't make the playoffs. Then the Heat would have been able to keep their pick.
Oh, so not only that. So their genius move. Their genius move is protected if we don't make the playoffs. Yet a 37-45 team. Let's put this out there. You made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And somebody said that was an accomplishment.
The only thing is, okay, and by the way, I just want to be clear here. You know, I'm trying to explain it for Leroy, and I actually think it's sound. You want to know why?
Sound.
Because.
Sound? How can the NBA champs have 7 first-round picks and a team that lost, hold on, they were 68. So, basically, they had 31 more wins than you, and they have 6 more first-round picks? Make it make sense to me.
All right, here's the only good part. The only good part is... There is a good part. There is a good part. So you had to pay that. You had to pay that. I swear I got a good explanation. You had to pay that debt, and it's embarrassing, no doubt. But it's the 15th pick. Don't eat chips like that. Very angrily. Imagine, though, Leroy... This would have been the scenario. Imagine the Heat didn't make the playoffs and they still ended up with like the 13th pick. Maybe they would have gotten Cooper Flagg this year. Maybe. With that 0.1 whatever percent chance it was, that was definitely fixed by the NBA, but only for the Dallas Mavericks, not the Heat. Maybe that happens this year.
Dance upset. Leroy has emotional support. Leroy has emotional support chips.
So maybe that happens this year, okay? But then imagine the Heat have this team with this young first round pick that they had. Okay, I'm not making a Cooper flag. I'm going to make it the 11th pick, whatever it was.
Okay.
Let's say the Heat, something bad happens. I'm not going to even say a player. But say one of their key players got hurt. And then this year is a disaster. And they have the most ping pong balls. And then that pick could have been number one next year. That goes to OKC because no more protections. It's unprotected this year. So you paid off a debt, but you didn't have to pay off the number one pick. So now...
Wait. Wait. So, it was possible that the NBA champs, the youngest team to win the NBA championship since 1977. Were you alive?
I was not.
Dante, were you alive?
Yeah, I was around. I remember Bill Walton with a team.
So, basically, I was the only one alive the last time a team this young won the championship. And not only have they won the championship, but you, 37-45.
Right.
Could have given them the first pick in the draft.
If they stunk it up this year.
After.
Yeah.
After.
They won the championship.
They already have.
Yeah.
See.
So, in a way, it's good that we're paying
why?
This.
I feel like OKC is playing on sport turf, and we're playing on dirt.
In sand.
Sand. Like, what?
Because next year they have Philly's pick, which is top four protected. OKC.
They just.
And they have Utah's pick.
How does this happen?
Sam Presti just kept taking bad contracts.
Can I just say that? Right. He just ate all those contracts and waited it out, which you also got to be Sam Presti and you got to be good at this.
Yeah, of course.
But I will say this. Here's what kills me about basketball. Right? It's not like you got a top five pick when you got SGA. Right? And the way basketball works is all of these guys are slotted. So you had to be pretty damn lucky to end up with SGA.
I think this is actually, I think the Heat's pick that got traded to OKC.
Don't do it again.
I think was in the...
Every time I see a good player go to a good team, you know what's right behind that?
Yeah.
This is a trade from the Heat.
I'm pretty sure I might be wrong here. I'm not sure because it's hard to keep track of all the OKC. I think this was actually part of the SGA trade. Because it was the Clippers had our pick.
And the only person and the only team that could say that right now is in a worse funk is Sacramento. Sacramento, I don't know what the hell you doing, okay? You thought that Tyrese Halliburton wasn't good enough to play for your beloved Sacramento Kings, and you went and got...
Nick T says, Tobin is doing the same thing of the owner of the Nuggets. A bunch of what ifs. New level of copium.
Somebody, I'm about to flagrant file somebody.
But the good news is
there is no good news. No, go to break. We no good news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. and you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jack on Twitter wants to point out to you about Hassan Whiteside that the Puerto Rican League is better than China.
Really? Great.
I'm going to push back on that. How do you know that?
That's just Jack on Twitter. Jack Azul.
I'm going to say, like, are you evaluating both leagues very closely?
Carlos Arroyo? Like, is he running the Puerto Rican League? Yeah, I think he runs Team Puerto Rico.
And now I'm going to be contradictory. I know it goes United States, Spain, then Argentina, but after that, it kind of falls off.
Can I just say, that last segment has opened my eyes.
What?
I've complained about some of the things the Heat have done, mostly with players and guys on the team, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that you should sit guys and then they only play 1 year and now you got to decide whether to max them out. Everybody else plays their young talent, right? The Heat don't always do that, especially at bigs. But what I have just gone through is like when you really and truly understand what has happened to your beloved franchise and what is going on, right? Dude.
What?
This is brutal. This is brutal.
Sometimes you got to pay the piper.
No. I don't want to. No. Dude. The vig on this piper.
The what?
The vig.
What's that?
You don't know what the vig is?
I don't.
When you bet 110 to win 100, the vig is $10.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm saying the extra that we have paid for what? What do you have to show for it?
The finals a couple times?
No. Not all that stuff. Just a couple. That's one. You old people. You paying to, like.
Well, you did get to the finals a couple times. A couple of Eastern Conference finals. You had a good run with Jimmy Butler. You were a number one overall seed 1 year.
Okay. And I understand if that draft is, you know, if that trade we're still dealing with, we have given away so many first rounders, right? And delayed so many picks. Like,
been on a good run of picks lately, though. You know, Jovich, Ware, Haka's had a good rookie year. Four straight years. First-round pick.
Stop.
What? Simon's been cooking.
Tyler Hero was a first-round pick, too.
That's true.
I understand that.
Are you mad? But, like, technically, this isn't our problem. We didn't trade the pick to OKC. We traded it to the Clippers. The Clippers traded it to OKC for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
They got him in the draft.
No. The Clippers drafted Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
And he came over in the Paul George trade.
They came over in the Paul George trade.
Because Paul George was in.
Paul George was in OKC. Remember that weird stint of his career?
You know what's crazy?
I think that's this pick. I'm not positive.
Yep.
There's only one fan base that I would feel worse than I feel as a member of the fan base of the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Clippers. You just watch a guy win the MVP of everything.
That's got to be tough.
And you gave him away for Paul George.
Who's not on your team.
Right. I don't want to do that. See what I'm saying? That's I don't want to do that for – there's no player in it except Giannis. I really don't want to do – there's nobody else I want to do that for.
So only Giannis you're willing to give the farm up for right now.
Correct. Because there's other players you could get.
And I would imagine if Joker actually is offended by Kroenke.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Of course.
Interesting.
But I think I'm more upset not – that this is going on or that I've just come to the realization that, wow, right? Amazed at all of this. But there's no, like, what's the solution? What's the fix? You literally have no assets to trade for anything.
That's not true. They have picks to trade.
You say that!
They have picks to trade.
What picks?
What picks?
We're still 2 years in debt from Terry Rozier.
No. I mean, well, they could lift the protections on Terry Rozier and open up more picks if they wanted to. But that's a risk because, you know, you don't know what your team's going to be. So that the protections are on those picks, and that can limit how many picks because you can't trade back-to-back year picks. So the Heat could say to him, hey, we'll unprotect it. You make it a 28. Then we have two picks to trade, and then two picks down the road. You get a four. Right now they have three. If they wanted to sell the farm.
Tell you what. Tonight?
It starts with winning tonight.
No.
Tonight, we win tonight.
Tonight, some things need to happen. In the future, here's what I would say I personally need to see. If you're going to be 37 and 45, I want you to know what team you have. Play your younglings, right? What's the difference? Like, not playing them did what? Not playing them get you where? 37 wins? What you would have got if you would have played them?
Jovic was hurt, you know.
I understand that.
Can Jovic I interest you hurt? In a Cedric Coward tonight?
Who's that?
Wing. Played at Washington State, got hurt, torn labrum.
No, I'm out.
Started as a D3 player Duncan Robinson.
I'm out.
Pretty strong shooting numbers.
I'm out.
6'7", 7'2 wingspan?
I'm not. I don't want no hurt guys.
Had a good combine.
We got enough of those.
Pat Riley was at his pro day.
Okay, great. So 6'7 wing, he's going to play like a 3? Or is he a 2 guard or something like that?
He's a wing.
Okay. So with all these things I'm hearing, Davion Mitchell seems like he's going to be a point guard.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, he was our point guard.
What if we draft Walter?
No, starting point guard.
What if we draft Walter Clayton Jr. out of Florida?
That we could draft. Yeah, we could. There's a lot of buzz around Walter Clayton Jr. A lot of buzz.
Dude.
WCJ.
You know what I want buzz around?
What's up?
My draft picks.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
I want him back.
Hello.
Are you worried about Leroy because he's now realized the Heat's pick situation?
Ooh, D-Wade had a knee problem when he was drafted.
That's true.
Okay.
I am worried about Leroy and his mental health right now.
What do you think about the Heat drafting Cedric Coward?
I don't want a coward on my team.
Wow.
That's a great answer.
I think you're acting like a coward right now.
How?
You're so scared about stuff.
I'm hurt, dog.
Sorry. I tried to tell you.
From your last segment.
Joaquin said dominate, and we're not doing it.
We're going to dominate the draft tonight. This is where we dominate.
No, we're not.
Adam Simon.
If you wasn't doing the draft show, you would have no idea who they were drafting.
That is not true.
He's been doing his research, Leroy.
You're telling me you knew who Jaime Jaquez was?
I didn't know who Jaime Jaquez
was. Absolutely. Everybody knew who Jaime Jaquez Jr. was coming out of UCLA.
Yeah, of course. Four-year player, headband.
Final four?
Yep.
Okay. 7'2 wingspan is more than Bam, Leroy.
Condor.
Okay. I don't want.
Is it just because his last name's Coward?
Just messing with you. I don't need. I want my picks back.
Okay, but
I know.
We have a pick tonight. 20. 20. Not that different from OKC. 15.
20. We have the 20th.
Think of it as we traded back.
We have the 20th pick of the draft with a team that was 37-45.
I understand.
Now I ask you this.
Yeah.
How is this team going to improve?
Cedric Howard, dude. Who's to say what pick can improve your team? Khalil Ware, he helped last year.
I think I need to be shot with the tranquilizer gun. This is crazy. Walter Kalin Jr. is older than Ware and Jovich.
He's 22. But
I am stressed. I'm stressed because I just came to the realization that.
How did you just come to this realization? You know, this has been my realization for like the whole year.
Well, you never shared it with me.
I literally did on the show.
No, you didn't.
When we were talking about it. And you said, you don't want to tank. Tanking is not in there. I'm a competitor. Punting.
Yeah, that's something different, though.
It's not different. It's literally not
trying to win is trying to win.
Okay, but you literally have to stay out of lottery.
Hold on.
To keep your pick.
Hold on. So they stayed out of the lottery and they get their pick. If they would have went into the lottery, they would have had no pick.
No, if they were in the lottery, they would have kept their pick.
So they had two picks.
But then their pick would have been unprotected next year. And would have had to go to OKC. So OKC, you know, if the Heat end up with the number one pick the next year, that's OKC's pick. Now.
In the hell do we? They just won a championship.
Do you not understand why everybody's terrified of them? Are you just waking up to this? That Sam Presti's been hoarding bad contracts and now he's got a juggernaut champion with all of the assets? That's why everybody's terrified of him.
And nothing but young talent.
And they can reload with rookie contracts. And
yes.
Talent.
Have you not? Like, have you just woken up, Rip Van Winkle? No.
Wasn't Rip Van Winkle a serial killer?
No, I don't think so. I thought he was just a man.
Jack the Ripper.
Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Come on.
Yeah. So he was headless.
Great book.
There was a horseman that was headless. But go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You both look very defeated.
I'm not defeated. I'm excited because tonight the Miami Heat pick at 20. And this is where Adam Simon shines.
Why are they picking at 20? They only had 37 wins.
2015. Samesies, dude.
No, it's not.
It is samesies. It's five picks. No bigs.
You know what made me feel a little bit better? Knowing that the Clippers traded SGA. That made me feel
at least we're not the number one idiot.
Yeah. Or Sacramento trading Tyrese Haliburton.
That's tough.
Right. Somebody has the Wizards taking Ace Bailey.
We'll see.
Do they move up in the draft? Like, do they do that? No, they don't do that.
People can move up in the draft.
Okay.
People can move up in the draft if they want to.
Would you like Ace Bailey?
Would I like him?
Yeah.
Sure. They're not going to get him, though.
I know.
Like, do you want to trade your unprotected pick to Washington to get him next year? Is that what you want to do?
No, he's good, but listen.
How tall is Ace Bailey?
Hmm?
How tall is he?
6'6"? No. Yeah, he is. No, he's not. How tall is he?
6'8".
6'8". So he's 6'6" in real life.
I just wanted to see if you've ever seen him dribble a basketball.
No, I watched the stuff on him that they showed on TV this morning. You know what's weird?
What?
Not a whole lot of European players in the draft this year.
Dude, what are you talking about? We worked out Nolan Traore. No Tony Parker.
You could be 5'8", but if your knuckles drag the ground, you got wingspan. We love you.
Yep. What about Noah Esenge? Also French.
These French are putting out some players.
France is having a moment.
But why can't they win any championships?
Because they got America. I mean, America still stands strong.
The USA, baby. These
colors
don't run.
Even with the U.S., Canadian basketball.
Wembanyama's not playing in Eurobasket. He just announced.
Really?
Yep. Focusing on the season.
Well, I mean,
you want to know why?
Because he's a wind sock?
He didn't want Jovic giving him that work, dude.
Because he's a wind sock?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. If you guys missed any of the show, you get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. Also, I want to let you know, AJ Greer, the two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And tomorrow, giving away a ticket to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington in Wellington, Wellington Green in Wellington. In case you guys didn't know, it's in Wellington, Florida.
Hey, where is it located?
Wellington, Jennifer. Wellington. Wellington. The Wellington Green Mall of Wellington in Wellington.
Wellington.
In the village of Wellington.
Village?
I think it's a village. I go down Peacock Road all the time. There's this guy, he has a peacock farm. I avoid the traffic lights on Lake Worth Road, and I go down this road, and the guy's got like tons of peacocks just flying all over the place. I wonder if I wonder if I was a neighbor if I would just accept that. Like, this guy's allowed to have all the peacocks he wants. Very beautiful to drive by. Don't know if I would love it as his actual neighbor, just hearing all night.
That's true. And then jumping on your roof.
Right. Peacocks can get up there pretty high, though.
Mm-hmm. They don't fly, but they kind of.
They can fly. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't think they can.
They can fly.
If they can get on, you know, your roof, there's no way he can take a big leap all the way up there.
You know, in New Orleans, we have peacocks just floating around.
That's what this guy has. Yeah. Just walking around this one street. And I just got to know, do his neighbors like that or do they hate him?
They want to kill him.
they just
not to mince my words.
Jennifer, what do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, we're going to start things off with a little bit of someone I don't like. Jake Paul, he fights this weekend versus Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship on this. I got to be honest with you. I think that sometimes Jake Paul gets to these fights.
Did I say Chavez? Sorry, Chavez.
Chavez. Yeah. His father was a very good fighter, J-Fig. He lost to Anderson Silva in boxing recently. Loves the drugs and hasn't been a relevant boxer in...
Go ahead.
12 years?
Yeah, I was going to say at least a decade.
12 years, like when he fought Canelo. It's the last time that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. was a relevant boxer. I'll give Jake Paul a little bit of a pass on this. He was supposed to fight Gervonta Davis, apparently. But Gervonta Davis, his last fight against Lamont Roach was a draw. So Gervonta's like, well, I can't not fight this guy again. So he wasn't allowed to go fight Jake Paul. I'd be very much into seeing Jake Paul fight Gervonta Davis. I would love to see what that looks like of Gervonta Davis being all of 5'5", knocking out Jake Paul. I think that would be amazing. This fight, though, I'm rats off a ship. I have no interest in it. Leroy?
No.
Right?
Rats off a ship.
What do I care about?
What about you, Jennifer? I mean, you hate Jake Paul in general.
You already know my answer. I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Dante?
Need I say more?
The only person in this whole radio station or maybe in South Florida, I like Jake Paul, so I'm in. Anything he does,
really?
I'll watch. Yeah. He gets a bad rap. He's cool as hell.
He does do some good things for women's boxing. I'll give him that. It just, look, I don't care about him beating Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
He plays his role. That's his role. He beats up on bums and helps out where he can and then wrecks cars and does crazy things.
He does do crazy things. What else do we got? What else do we got for Rats of a Ship, Jennifer?
Jonathan Kuminga. Anthony Slater reports that the Miami Heat have legitimate interest in him.
Well, just to avoid any awkwardness, I'm going to say I'm not rats off a ship on Jonathan Kuminga in case he ends up here. But I got to tell you, my rats, if they could find another ship to jump onto, they would prefer that. Nothing against Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, like, if we're going to go full youth movement, but... I don't know. That seems like a bit of a strange maneuver. But, like, the Heat are definitely the team that I think it's them in Chicago has the most buzz around Jonathan Kuminga. Could be agent work. You know, could be the Golden State Warriors trying to get something for him because they kind of know the Heat are looking for something. Maybe because the Heat were interested in him at the trade deadline last year with the Jimmy Butler thing and they didn't want to give him up. I don't know. I think I'd be into Jonathan Kuminga if we just did like a, if they want a backseize on Andrew Wiggins and they just do Kuminga for Wiggins and he could shave off some dough because I don't know what,
Why would they give a trade to trade?
Because they miss it, because they love Andrew Wiggins so much.
They didn't love him that much. They traded his ass.
But where are your rats with Jonathan Kuminga?
I'll bite.
You'll bite?
Yeah, he's on the same line as, you know, as far as age as all the other guys on the team. So if you build something, you can build it for longer than a year or two, which is what they've been doing recently.
Josiah said, why not just send the Warriors their pick back for Kuminga? Nah. I'm not giving back their pick.
You still got to match salary, though.
You do still have to match salary in a sign and trade, yes. You do. Jennifer, where are your rats with Kuminga?
I'm not rats off a ship, actually.
Dan Day?
Definitely not rats off a ship. There were some playoff games this past season where Kuminga outplayed Jimmy Butler. So
that's true.
I'll take that.
That's true. Dade South refers to this as hedging rats. Number three, Jennifer.
How do you feel about the NBA draft being 2 days? Miami Heat has no second round pick for tomorrow.
I'm so glad you asked this. I couldn't be more rats off a ship on the NBA draft being 2 days long. You want to talk about a draft? If there was ever a draft that needs to be 2 days long less than the NBA draft, I'd love to hear it. Because this idea that we care about the second round picks all of a sudden for a whole day, for what?
Right, why, like, do they do that?
Just bang it out. What? I mean, Nikola Jokic was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial, famously. Why does it need to be 2 days long? We're like, if the Heat didn't draft in the second half of this draft, you think that I'm even diving into who the second half of these guys are past the top five? The fact that it has to be 2 days long, I couldn't be more rats off a ship. Just make it 1 day. That's it. Leroy?
I'm Rats off a ship. I'm barely want to watch tonight.
Rats off a ship.
We're going to watch another day?
I felt that, Leroy. I'm also rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
2 days? Damn day?
Rats off a ship.
Go back to the days of just having smoky rooms with guys in the NBA draft and just announcing. That's all you got
to
do.
We don't have to make everything for television, you know? Like, it's just one of these things.
Especially a sport. You ain't got it like that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, everybody thinks they could do what the NFL does. You ain't got it like that.
And I think I think the NFL overdoes it. Like, having that many days. Like, just.
What is it, 2 days or three? Two.
Oh, it's 3 days.
It's 3 days now.
3 days now.
Oh. Thursday, first round, then Friday's second round, and then they do they, is it now 4 days?
It might be 4 days.
I think it's 4 days now.
Yeah, it's 4 days.
I feel like it's four.
I think it does. I think they do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Oh, we did 2 rounds the first day. Thank God.
And yeah, it's definitely 4 days.
It started on Saturday.
4 days?
I got drafted, the draft started on Saturday.
4 days is greedy even for me.
It's like, definitely 4 days. I was doing an event at 26 Degree Brewing in Pompano Beach on a Sunday, and someone comes up and says, "Did you hear the news?" I was like, "What? Quinn Ewers is a Dolphin." I go, "That's not news."
Crazy. Anyway. Oh, Shmeethan says it's 1 is Thursday, 2, 3, Friday, 4 through 7 is Saturday. So there's no Sunday.
Yeah.
Still too much.
And let's see. My draft, it was 1-2 on Saturday, and then the next day, and then I don't even know.
What is the NHL draft? NHL, they just do everything one day, don't they? Or like they do, because the NHL draft is Thursday?
No, Friday.
It's Friday? Yes. Plagans is doing the draft show, but the Heat don't, but the Panthers don't have a first round pick. You know why? This will make you happy. That's the Tkachuk pick.
See how it's
now he's the one yelling at a window.
Kachuk! Who do we get? Terry Rozier! He can't even look left!
The NHL draft is 2 days, both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, the 27th and the 28th.
But how many? So what do? They do, what, 3 rounds? They do 3 rounds the first day? I feel like that NHL draft flies, because I'm like, I get the Twitter updates, it'll be like, pew, 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 pew. Man.
As it should be.
That's how you do it. Just like, hey, let's not fake this for anybody. Let's just get through work. I'm sorry I gave you that Tkachuk news.
It doesn't.
Hey, 2 cups.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.